following program is for adult audiences only.
This is Eric and Gord, What If We're Right?
Live right now.
Are you ready?
Find and like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Instagram.
Oh my God, I'm reading this headline. Eric, listen to this. Fights to resume in Nicaragua because, quote, boxers have to eat.
And of course they do. You know, it's funny with boxers because you make shit money. Oh, what just happened? I don't know. You make shit money until you're the big guy.
Yeah.
Up till then, you're making like $100. And then all of a sudden, you're making fucking Pacquiao money. It's like,
just makes weird. No sense.
That's how when you're like a kid, like Tyson was in his 20s. And all of a sudden, he went from just being a bum to being a super millionaire. That's why you get all rapey and shit.
This is Eric and Gord. What if we're right? Listen to the world changing.
I can't. I don't know how. That is an intro. Did you hear that, Gord?
Not a word of it.
Not a word of it. Well, happy Saturday. It is April 25th, 2020. I'm Eric, talking at you as always from Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada, where Zoom fucking sucks.
Better than Skype.
And what are you going to do, man? Boxers got to eat.
That's right. So very good.
How's it going, Gordon?
I'm all right. I don't know if I, am I, I don't know. Can you hear a difference in my voice between here and over here?
Oh yeah. Fucking. It's like, okay, as soon as you lean over, you sound 7 miles away.
Okay. And then I know the mics are
when you're there, you got a lot of pop filter going on there. I like it.
Pop.
They actually work really, really well.
Yeah.
I've been trying to defy mine and it won't, there is no pop. Hi, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. Couple of ladies at my work got a pen and a postcard today because they've been secretly listening and not revealing where I work, because I will get fired fast as shit if they find out that this is the Eric who works at that place.
I don't understand. What's the issue? You're not allowed to have a podcast while you're.
Well, it's really just not. It wouldn't match with the brand. our point of view wouldn't be in line with their brand identity.
Yeah,
and they would not.
I am not going to make a comment about that. So okay.
And just the nature of my position, I have to not step out of line, and I'm sort of getting the sense that means even outside of work. And if they can put together this, what I just said, if they can't put that together, I'm going to run the company by next year. If they can't just listen to that and figure out who I am. So either way, I'm kind of fucked. it's great that I got a couple of fans.
That is very awesome. It's welcome new fans.
I gave them a postcard with my signature and a version of yours. Which probably, I can't imagine it's how you do your signature, but it's just like a bunch of letters all on top of each other, and you can kind of see a G and an S.
Well, the G and the S are the only part of my signature that's legible.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's kind of what I tried.
You pretty much nailed it.
That's what I went for, but it's kind of in a circle. I probably have one around here, and since we're videoing, that's another thing, kids. We're going to try the video thing, and if it works out, we're going to use it. I've got graphics and cool shit and all kinds of stuff. Not for tonight, but you'll see. I'm not going to do any shout outs tonight because we don't have time. Gord's tired. Ben Hardy, buy his book. There we go. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we have Adam Lippy, writer, director, and producer of the new hit horror comedy, Wait, Wait, Don't Kill Me. The unfortunately timed horror comedy about a pandemic that strikes. I don't know if that's just awesome timing or really unfortunate, but either way, he wrote a movie about a pandemic before the pandemic hit, and that sucks. But he's going to be on. Adam Lippy, he seems like a funny guy. I'm interested to get to know him. And then, actually, probably before him, we've got DeBarros coming back. Our man, we're gonna see. We're gonna see how appearing on Eric and Gord last year skyrocketed him to world domination, fame, and fortune. And all I know is he's been vacationing since he's been on our show. Like, we fucking got that guy set up.
Fuck, man, he should be paying us then.
Exactly, right?
Or is that the first thing we do is get a hit about me? So, agent, how's it going? Good, pay us.
Where's my money? Where's
my money, bitch?
Hey, DeBarros, I want my money. Very excited to have him back. He's a super funny guy. That was like our first interview, or second.
Second interview.
That was our second interview, and things have improved slightly since then. There's no Chinese man yelling behind me.
Man, that shit was annoying. Holy fuck, that was annoying.
I have a microphone and headphones. I might invite the Chinese men back. I miss them.
I don't. That shit was so annoying. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. I love listening to those old. I love listening to all our episodes. There's so much just going on all the time. I wish I could have done video back then. But I could barely do audio. So, which apparently now we can't either. Fucking Skype. It's either Skype or this piece of shit I'm on, but the piece of shit seems to be working fairly well. I think it's because it's Saturday night and there's not 400 people using the same Wi-Fi right now. Which is probably helping. So what was I going to say? Yeah, Adrian DeBarros is coming back on Wednesday. That's very, very cool. Adam Lippy shortly after that. And then after that, who knows? Maybe you guys give me an email, GwynethPaltrowsVagina@gmail.com. You want to be on the show or go to the contact page at www.ericandgord.live. If you don't do the www, it takes you to some piece of shit that doesn't work. But if you put www.ericandgord.live, it takes you to awesomeness. That's it. I don't want to babble anymore. News. I have nothing. I worked very hard today. I actually had to work today. It sucked. People are stupid. Like, just in general, human beings are fucking retarded. Like, if you establish yourself as, look, this is who I am and this is what I do, and if you don't do it, I'm going to do this. And then you sit there and fucking just push and challenge. Why would you challenge that? Just fucking, was I not clear? I don't want to reveal too much about where I work, but sounds like Walmart, and they fucking, in the break room, we have to social distance, right? 6 feet apart. Or I start, and then all last week, I was like, you have to do this. Just do this. I'm on your side. Do this. Nobody does it, so I got to start taking chairs out. Now there's tape on the floor. I said, look, that's magic tape. If your chair comes out of it, it'll disappear. And it won't come back. And these
magic tape.
These little motherfuckers challenge me. I'm like, do you really think I'm not serious? Like, your opinion of me is worth more than my job? No, I'm deadly. I don't care if you sit on the fucking floor. And I walked around with the labor code on my fucking phone. They said, you have to give us a place to sit. I said, as a matter of fact, we don't. We really don't. Here's the labor code. Feel free to read it. We have to give you a 10-minute break. That's it. Where you take that break is not my concern. Then I go outside for a cigarette and there's fucking junkies in the parking lot. Smart ones, I'm not gonna lie, but they're picking up receipts and they're gonna use the receipt. They're gonna go into the store, take the shit off the shelf, and then take the receipt and the shit up to the counter and return it. It's a brilliant idea.
That's quite genius, actually.
Yeah, one of them was for $400 and some. It was a barbecue and some hair dye and shit. I was like, fuck, that's a good scam. I wish I had thought of that last year. It would have been a lot better than what I did do, but I had to have a conversation with them. I'm like, fuck, I don't care what you guys do with your life. I was with you 3 months ago. We would have been your neighbor, but don't steal from my store. And they're like, it's not your stuff. And I said, oh, that's where you're wrong. As a matter of fact, it is my stuff. And I'm like, if you steal any of my stuff, you don't just have a problem with me when I'm working. You become my new hobby.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's all my stuff, and I will pursue it after work.
That's like pranking me and thinking you'll get away with it. It just doesn't work.
I'm just like, don't steal my shit. Other than that, I don't give a fuck what you do, and I don't work Sunday and Monday. So. What happens in Vegas? What are you gonna do, man? Fuck, boxers gotta eat.
That's the boxers gotta eat. That's just number one in life.
That's my new slogan for the summer. So a point of that is I worked hard. There's nothing to tell. I'm very sweaty. I didn't shower and I have no news. And I didn't actually make it to the bank as I plan on doing. And I even sat, I just laid here, worked on our song.
I'm excited to hear that finished one.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right, though. I got like this cool MIDI version that I found on my phone. I had it just randomly on my phone. I'm like, I wonder if I have that on my phone. I was like, yeah, I do. Cool.
There it is. Nice.
So I will work it out on my little MIDI keyboard tonight and put something cool together for us. So in the meantime, let's talk about some news because we got listeners listening and we're just chatting like fucking two old grannies here. Sorry, everybody. It's the end of the week. We're fucking tired. Get over it. Go listen to an old one.
Yeah. Get over yourselves. Listen to something better that we have.
We got a lot better and we have a lot worse. So you can stick around or whatever.
Your choice.
It's your choice. But either way, a boxer's got to eat.
So I don't have a whole lot. There's not a tremendous amount of news out there.
Just COVID. It's all COVID. COVID's happening. Fuck you. And again, they just started in Kelowna. Fucking an old folks home got attacked. Well, yeah, that's where old people are and that's what COVID eats. So fuck. Not news. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. If it's your grandma, I apologize, but she was going to get the flu anyway.
The first one I have is actually not related to COVID. And the only news I have not related to COVID.
Someone fucking called me on that at work too. They're like, is that a fact or are you just opinion? Like, it's both, bitch. My opinions are facts.
If you don't know, here's my card. Watch your show.
I can't have everybody at work knowing about it. No. Who knows? Maybe I'll become like Walmart Radio. That's not where I work.
No, but their version of a radio, that's all we're talking about. That's all
not
me,
not the one you're thinking of. All right,
whatever. So the first one I have is actually there's actually a video with this, and it's pretty fascinating.
If I had my all set up, I could be showing it right now as you told the story.
That's right, it could be. It's a group of climbers on Everest. This happened in 2015, but the video is just sort of getting released. It happened on this day in 2015, so 5 years ago today. They were on the way. They're up Everest, doing what they're doing, climbing away. And
dirty to me. They're up Everest. Yeah, I'm going up Everest.
Making the way to the tip. all of a sudden, like, there's like this rumbling, like the ground starts sort of shaking. There's rumbling sound, and they're thinking, oh fuck, here we go, avalanche is coming. But they didn't see any avalanches at first, and the ground sort of kept shaking. They realized, holy fuck, this is an earthquake.
Oh cool.
So they're in the middle of Everest, and on the video it's pretty wild because like you don't get a clear shot because it's shot with a GoPro and they're kind of fucking panicking. But so you got this, the ground shaking, everybody sort of drops to their hands and knees and just sort of gets close to the ground and so they don't, teeter off anywhere. And all around them are avalanches ripping down the fucking mountains on everywhere all around, but they're all going into the valleys and shit, so they're not being hit directly.
That's fucking scary as shit.
It's terrifying. It's an amazing video. It's filmed by a BBC journalist filmed it, that was there. But it's a wild video. It's just pretty wild. It's showing just like the heroes of, what can happen while you're up there. So they end up dropping down. They're all high. Or they're all waiting. An avalanche comes down very close to them. And so they all drop down, drop their heads down. This fucking thing just comes like, it's just a fucking whiteout. And then everybody just sort of pops up. Everybody's completely covered in snow. There's like another couple of feet of snow layered everywhere. And that's just from the mist that comes off the side of the avalanches that came around them on every angle. So it's just a...
That has to be the most terrifying fucking thing.
Yeah, the guy on the video literally says, like, he actually says, Ernest, he goes, this might just be the end. Good luck, everybody. And just drops his head down.
That sucks. What do you say to that? How do you respond to that? Like, shut up, douche.
Right? You're a fag.
Fucking lie to me, you fat prick. I need you to lie to me. Tell me it's going to be okay before the snow smothers me to death, fucking prick.
Well, yeah.
Nice knowing you.
Fuck you. Kiss your ass goodbye. See ya.
That's when I'd kill him.
Yeah.
Just before the avalanche got him, I'd just fucking stab him in the throat. There you go.
Fuck it. Just push him over the crevasse. That'd be fine.
Exactly. That would suck. They're saying a lot of this shit could be coming from that because there's like ancient, weird, prehistoric diseases trapped in the ice and shit. Viruses and stuff are all trapped in the ice, and as the ice melts, we're all going to get freaky deaky.
Yeah, it's very true. You never know. Be kind of fucked up and cool, but yeah.
That is gross. I am going to be a hermit very, very soon. So, just because I don't want to be around any of you gross bastards. Just I'm going to go start a harem somewhere.
That means you have to get a lot of pillows.
That is true. Well, I've got a bunch now. I'm a baller in my new pad. It's a whole new life for me. And so did all these guys live? Are they all okay?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody survived. No injuries whatsoever. Everybody was fine.
What are the fucking chances?
They literally could not have been anywhere else. That spot they're in was like the only spot that they could have been to survive with what happened.
What are the chances of that? Like you picked the one
spot.
You can
even see... When you watch the beginning part of the video when they're climbing and then when shit starts happening, you can actually see where the fucking crevasses started opening up around them.
I guarantee I would not pick that spot. My gut would tell me to go to a different spot and we would all die. If I'm ever like, hey, it's over here, guys. It's not. Don't go there. I have no sense of fucking anything.
You know, it's funny. I was actually just saying this earlier. If I am ever out anywhere with anybody doing anything and somebody says, hey, where are we? Never fucking point to me and say, hey, Gord, where are we? I have zero fucking sense of direction whatsoever. But yet, get me drunk. I can find my way out of anything.
Crazy. So good for you guys. I'm glad if there was the only thing would be better is if we find a story about an Eric and Gord who climbed Everest. That'll be the next Eric and Gord I find. We'll be a team that climbed Everest together.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if there's a listing of people who have fucking.
Like, oh, there must be.
Person in
yeah, the there's got to be. Yeah. How many people has Everest claimed over the years?
Oh,
a lot of fucking people die
a
there.
A lot of people. Yeah. It's like, I know it's like. I think it's like every third trek people die.
Yeah, I see. I don't understand the, I'm not like an adrenaline junkie or anything. And mountain climbing in particular, I'm just like, I don't get it. It's very, very hard and you probably die on a mountain alone with Sherpas. I don't want to die with Sherpas around.
More than 300 people have died attempting to reach the summit.
And that was all in two climbs.
The last year without known deaths on the mountain was 1977.
Holy shit. Every year since then?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Every year since then, there's been deaths on the mountain. There's actually, because if you die on Everest, your body stays there.
Well, yeah.
That's it. Like there's no mission to get your body back.
Well, no. Who's gonna climb Everest to get your dead ass? Nobody.
Yeah. But it's not just left there for that. It's left there as an actual stark reminder. So if you're doing the climb and you see a body, it's like you see what happens when you fuck around.
Well, yeah.
That's what happens.
On the same note, it's like, no, I'm not gonna go get your body. I would literally have to fucking climb Everest.
with somebody's stiff corpse on my back. No, thank you.
I always joke about that. Like, oh, this pizza is my Everest. Like, as in, but no, that's literally fucking Everest, and I'm not doing it for dead people.
Yeah,
not happening.
It's crazy.
So, well, I'm glad everybody's okay.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care that you're okay. I'm lying. I'm just saying that to sound good on my show. If you had died, I'd feel exactly the same as I do now.
Now, this next one, Eric, imagine how you'd feel with this. In Ecuador.
Oh, God, I could already imagine.
That's right. A 74-year-old Ecuadorian woman who was declared dead to the family last month and had the ashes sent to them. So they had the ashes. They had to sort of deal with this whole thing. And, well, it turns out she's alive. They mixed it up. They said sorry. Wrong person.
That is so fucked.
Imagine that shit.
Has that not happened to your business?
No. We actually know how to tell somebody's dead in North America. We don't have that mistake here.
That is it must have happened somewhere. Not to you, but in North America, for sure. We're way dumber than Ecuadorians.
See, during this whole thing, what happened was the mother was actually in a 3-week coma in hospital.
Yeah. And
while she was in the coma, one of the doctors had accidentally... Not gone to medical school, didn't know how to read, didn't know how to check the box.
I accidentally didn't go to medical school and did this, sorry.
My bad. So on March 27th, her family were told that she had died. They were shown a corpse on the hospital morgue, but had to be kept at a distance because of fear of contagion. Yeah, so of they couldn't quite tell from the distance. Like, well,
which one is she? I don't know. That one. Okay, he doesn't look like my mom. He is. Get out.
My favorite thing is the quote says, "I was talking to the nephew who identified." Says, "I was afraid to see her face." He told the Associated Free Press, "I was a meter and a half away. She had the same hair and the same skin tone."
Oh, Jesus.
So she's looked dead this whole time.
How dare you?
Oh, fuck you, bitch. That's just amazing. The family
what,
is.
What do you mean you didn't go to med school? Whatever. Boxers got to eat.
Oh, it's so good. So the family is just, they're just like, they're seeing this as a miracle. It's a miracle. For nearly a month, we thought she was dead.
Yeah, I guess that's the happy part. Someone's happy.
Now they gotta figure out. No. Dead. But now they've got to figure out, no, whose ashes do we have?
That is,
they've got
up.
Somebody's ashes there. So, yeah, so they got that to deal with.
And they're all fighting over the will right now, and she just marches in. I'm not dead, bitches. Gim, gim. Boxers got to eat.
Now, the family has said that they do want the authorities to compensate them for the mix-up and to reimburse the cost of the cremation.
Yeah.
And the woman in that's happened to, they already bought her a new mattress, as the family had already thrown her old one in because they didn't need it. So
fuck,
she's got a new mattress.
Wow. Thank God for a happy ending.
Right? I just read that.
She just got out of a 3-month coma. The last thing she wants is a fucking mattress, you meathead.
Get her some fucking running shoes. That bitch needs to walk.
You need a nap, Grandma. You just slept for 3 months, and then we thought you died.
It's just genius.
I don't know what happens in Ecuador. I'm sure nothing, but if anyone's planning on going there, don't.
Yeah, just whatever you do, just... don't.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Next time your friend says, dude, we've got to go to Ecuador, you just say no.
Yeah, no. That's always no.
It's just follow that with a big old no.
Dude, we should go to no.
Now, we talked about this on the show before, but of course,
I remember that. Work. That was good.
we talked about Trump and his statements about the injection. Well, two things about this. Number one, I actually have the transcript from what he said.
Okay? I don't give a damn.
I know you don't, Trump, and that's why I have to repeat this because people are fucking retarded.
I will build a great, great wall.
sorry.
His actual quote, and I won't get a direct quote, and this is what he said. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And this is, and is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or like almost like a cleaning? Because you see, it gets on the lungs, it does a tremendous number. So it would be interesting to check that. So
sounds exactly what he said to me.
So that you're going to have to use medical doctors. But it sounds interesting to me. So there's the quote.
Yeah.
So
sounds like exactly what he said.
People need to inject themselves with fucking disinfectant. He doesn't. Nowhere, anywhere does he say that.
Actually, at the end of the quote, he said,
"Grab him by the pussy."
Well, that wouldn't surprise
President
me.
Trump, how do we cure COVID-19?
Grab him by the pussy.
I don't think that works.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah, good talking to you.
So, because of the media, on how the media has portrayed this.
While you were telling that, I was reading the article on fucking, I don't know, it's MSNBC or some shit, where it literally says, like, doctors rush to warn people not to follow Trump's advice.
Yeah, exactly.
That was
and there it is. Trump's advice. I just read the quote. That was not advice. But some poison control centers across the U.S. reported a spike in calls following President Trump's suggestion.
Of course.
that injecting disinfectant might help people infected with coronavirus.
You guys are so lucky I don't work for a poison control center. Oh my god. If I was the guy that answered the phones that night,
I would be
Trump's right. You do it. You do it now. Call me. Tell me how it works.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I will go to the store and buy you some fucking bleach, you stupid prick.
Retarded. I haven't heard of that one happening yet or anymore, I should say. No one's drinking bleach anymore.
No, it's a shame because of the warning labels. No. I got to get rid of those. So they've seen this like spike of people calling and everything else. And, you know, it's just gotten fucking retarded and stupid. And people are that dumb. If you're so stupid that you need to sit there and think, oh my god, I really need to take my Lysol disinfectant fucking wipes and drink the fucking liquid that's in it and inject it into my veins. If you actually think that,
then you should do it.
Just do it. Fill that syringe as full as you can get. Fuck a regular syringe. Go get one of those meat injector syringes because they're really big and they hold a lot of it. Fill that up and inject it in your fucking veins.
I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
That's the exact voice that's I bet you everyone that called into this fucking the poison control said the same thing. Yeah. Hey, I'm kind of retarded. I
really wish I could put out my phone number as like a hotline, like a suicide hotline or poison control, any of those things. Oh man, would that be like we could put Crank Yankers out of business if you like tried to call the poison control and you got Eric and Gord instead. We should do that. We should go see if they'd let us sit in for a night. You're like poison control with Eric and Gord. Drink it.
So the two big states that had this were Maryland. They had several calls. They put out a tweet saying, you know, this is a reminder, under no circumstances should any disinfectant product be administered into the body through injection, ingestion, or any other route. And Washington is the other one. Washington's is amazing because it says, don't eat Tide Pods or inject yourself with any kind of disinfectant.
Jesus.
If you need help with COVID-19 issues, we have lots of resources at coronavirus.wa.gov. Just don't make a bad situation worse. Perfect.
I disagree.
I don't know. I think it's right. I think that these people dying is not making anything worse whatsoever.
Yeah, no, it's I really have no problem with it. That's the thing. I think I said this at work. I was not popular at work when I said, I'm like, last year we were all bitching about the world being overpopulated. Problem solved. Like, what the fuck is everyone so worried about? Let's all go to Vegas.
Right? It's a great idea.
Boxes got to eat.
New York City Poison Control saw 30 cases of exposure to Lysol, bleach, and other cleaners in 18 hours after, quote, Trunk's suggestion.
Yeah, well, again, either the media is not getting it, which is likely, or people didn't listen.
Both.
I'm thinking people didn't listen, but I think this is the media just fucking bashing on Trump. They're finding an excuse. Everyone's listening to half of every story, so the media can say basically whatever the fuck they want right now. Mm-hmm. And fuck you guys.
What I'm disappointed with, though, is that nobody's died or been hospitalized. That's so disappointing.
Well, we don't know that either. I'll look into it a little more. I'll start doing my due diligence and following up on some of these things, because some of them I don't trust the stories I've been getting, and I haven't been doing a good job of shooting them down. I've just been making jokes. You know, what are you going to do? Fucking boxes got to eat. But I need to really get back on the saddle and start tearing you guys a new one, because people, like sane people, are listening to retarded shit. And I have to bite my tongue. Well, almost always, but especially at work, where I'm just like, I can't tell you, like, you're fucking retarded. And I can't really give my opinion. Like, yeah, no, COVID's not really that bad. And all the people that are dead were going to die anyway. And I'm sick of fucking talking about it. I'm not allowed to say that at work. But it's true. Your gam-gam was on her way out anyway. And you know it. It's only the people that know it. My grandma, she was 93 years old. She's been on her deathbed for 5 years. Like, we're worried about her. Well, what the fuck are you worried about then?
Go buy her a plot.
Let's call a spade a spade. She's going to die. Even if she never gets this, she's on her way out. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry. People die. It sucks. I hate it, but it happens. I'm not going to. Medical science will save me. And as everyone knows, we've got some new listeners, so I'll make it clear if you don't get through our 231 archived episodes tonight. I have the opposite of a do not resuscitate order in place. I have the always fucking do whatever it takes to keep me alive order. And if that involves just keeping me hooked up to a machine in a corner somewhere until medical science can cure whatever it is I'm dying from, I'm totally okay with that.
I got two things to bring up about this article. Number one is, it finished off saying, meanwhile, Florida courts last week ordered a self-described church to stop selling a supposed cure. The treatment contains chlorine dioxide, which the FDA warned would turn into bleach when mixed with other things.
That's exactly what it'll do.
That's genius.
Why doesn't Florida fucking do something about all the poo in the water? Go deal with that before you rule on anything, you fucking weirdos. Get the shit out of your water. It's your drinking water. Oh, you need to inject bleach because you're eating shit all day.
This is actually a good thing for you, please.
You're literally eating shit.
The comments are genius. It's just, one of them is just great. It says, if these folks think that a shot of pints or Lysol is a ticket, have I? Good God.
I'm getting heartburn from this conversation. It's the way I'm sitting.
Republicans need to stop trusting a liar, and then you need to consume more bleach.
He didn't lie.
No.
Although that's a true statement. Yeah, they do need to stop trusting a liar. And the dude, 4% of what he says is true. Like, in this particular case, he didn't say that quote.
No, that
Not outside. Now, the problem is, it's not outside of the realm of something he would say, and that's why people flock to it so easily. Like, that sincerely sounds like something that would come out of Trump's mouth. So everyone's like, yeah, you said it. He didn't, but it's easy to believe that he did, because he would. And that's the problem. He's got himself in that position where you don't know what's true, but the most retarded thing sounds the most true.
It's just too good. So yeah, so there's that. There's people fucking retarded. Now here's something a little more for the close to home for you, Eric.
Oh, cool. Excuse me. So microphone trouble.
So according to the CBC News, BC enacts order to move tent city residents into hotels.
Yeah,
amid the COVID-19 pandemic, so they're gonna.
There goes your hotel. This should be fucking illegal.
Your hotel's fucked.
If you didn't have a bed bug problem, you do now.
Oh, it's gonna be bad.
You know where I am with the population of the downtown east side. I'm the defender to the death of these people. Even the scumbags, I defend like crazy. But this is a terrible idea. They treat everything like shit. The condos that were built 2 years ago for these guys look like fucking derelict, relic fucking houseboats. They come in, they destroy shit, and then they move back to that park. Yeah. So a lot of them have had homes previously, like fucking BC housing homes. I know two guys that gave them up because they didn't like them. They went back to homeless shelters. The one guy, it was too quiet, so he smashed all his windows and left. Because they're crazy people. He's a nice guy, don't get me wrong. I'd stab you in the throat for a fucking hit of crack, but nice dude. But these people are not, like, these hotels are done now. That's it. Now they're shitty fucking either SROs that they rent for $40 an hour, or they're just teardowns. So,
yeah.
I don't think the government should be allowed to do that. Like, it's not fucking Robin Hood days. You can't just go and take people's property away. That's not fucking fair.
Nope, they're going to Simpson said encampments in Vancouver's Oppenheimer Park, along with Victoria's Topaz Park and Pandora Corridor, will be dismantled, and that hotels and other sites will be used to keep people housed until more permanent housing is made available,
which could be 9 years.
Which means these people are going to be left in hotels. I mean, these hotels, that's it. They're never going to see another dime.
Oh, yeah, no. And the problem is they just
trashed.
They took away the Regent and the Balmoral. That's why a lot of the people ended up in the park, because the city took away those two hotels because they were unfit for human occupation or whatever. But that was the biggest problem. The city took those away. And they said, we'll give you, forget what the number was, say $3,000 just for that. We'll give you $3,000 cash or a new apartment. Well, what do you think everybody took? A bunch of fucking junkies.
Yeah.
I'll give you $3,000 in cash, or we'll set you up in housing. Every single one of them took the fucking cash and moved to the park. So the city created this problem. Now the city's looking for an easy way out of this problem, and there fucking isn't one.
Nope.
And it's thousands of people. We're not talking, like, everyone in Kelowna is like, oh, I get it, man. Downtown Kelowna is just as bad. No, there's 7 people down there. And their tents are nice. You have no fucking clue. It's a half a block, and they're polite, and they move and shit. I don't get. And everyone in Kelowna is like, it's gotten so bad here. I'm like, yeah, there was almost 8 months. What? Fuck you guys. You have no fucking idea what Vancouver's like. Even North Vancouver, you haven't been back. Those fuckers figured out the C bus.
Oh, did they?
Oh, Esplanade's just. Esplanade looks like fucking Hastings. No, it doesn't. I'm lying. But it's bad. Like, we should get our other friend, our associate producer, Adrian, and see what he thinks of his neighborhood. Because the last time I was in town, I was shocked and appalled and gobsmacked.
Oh, that breaks my heart. I love North Van. It's just a beautiful little community. It's so nice.
You know what? It turned into the developers ruined it before the bums did. Like, it's just all fucking towers everywhere. It's not it's not the North Van we knew.
No.
Anyway, sucks. That's a little personal audience. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hey, if you got a fucked up city with 12 junkies and you think you're Vancouver, give us an email.
I'll we'll send have you a laugh
pen.
At you.
We will laugh at you. I'll send you a pen. No, Kelowna, you have no idea how lucky you are. Now, granted, they've never heard of harm reduction here. They're like, what's that? I'm like, they give out needles so you don't die. What?
You fucking let junkies do their drugs? That's just fucked up. Oh, shut up.
But they have like, they built two amazing, like what they call wet houses, like basically houses where they're just allowed to, kind of like the one I was at in Vancouver.
Yeah.
They got like two magnificent ones here for like guys, but I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird setup here. I don't think they get it, but there's people taking advantage of the system. I think what happened was the province probably gave Kelowna a shit ton of money, thinking there was a way worse problem than there is. So Kelowna just started spending money on shit. But they don't understand harm reduction, and it's very, very funny. So that sucks for Vancouver, and that should have been my decision. And we'll see in 2021, actually, next year will be the next run at that job. Although I have to live there for 6 months before I can run. So we'll see how I pull that off.
All you need is a mailing address. That's all you need.
Yeah. Well, that was my worry the first time, because the first time I ran, I was living in New West, but that only lasted for a month. Then I moved back to Vancouver. But I was worried.
Get
at first.
You a mailing address.
Yeah, that's
it. I'll take care of that.
I just changed my mailing address for the first time.
That's all right. We'll change it again. No big deal.
Yeah, I'll just change it back. No, I never lived. I never went to Kelowna.
No, that was a typo.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen,
I just got one more quick thing
before I get
Doug Ford
yay, Gordon Ford, we haven't done that in a long time.
Doug Ford has slammed the anti-lockdown protesters in Queen's Park, calling them a bunch of yahoos.
well done Ford Well,
now
he's going to start. That's the problem with Fords. You give him an inch. We both said
to the crack.
We both said, hey, Ford did a pretty good job with the COVID thing so far. And now he's just being a meathead. protesting is a right. And fucking people, like, God damn it. Everything that's going on during is stuff you and I bitched about last year before this all started. Like, I'm not even joking anymore. If people had listened to our show all of last year, this COVID thing would have went better.
Yeah.
And that's not even a joke. Like, we were talking about, remember we did the thing about the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. We did the thing about the right to protest and all that. Like, we went over all of this, and now all of a sudden people are like, man, the right to protest. No, fuck. Go back and listen to the show. We talked about this.
We covered this already. What the fuck's the matter with you guys?
But people are getting like caged animals, and they're going to go out and protest. That's what, and it's going to be peaceful, I think. It's Canada. Fuck, what are we going to do? We're going to get on our bikes and ride, and the cops are going to go, stop. We're going to go, no. And that's going to be the end of it.
Will do what they did during the G5 summit. They're going to pull out their water guns and have a water gun fight with us.
They could. That would be amazing. Great if they did.
That was awesome when they did that. That was hilarious.
I wonder if that's why my phone never charges.
It got waterlogged.
No, it's just the cord's broken. That's an expensive cord. Sorry, guys, I just found that. People are going to protest. Especially as it gets nicer out, people are going to want to go out, and they're going to get shitty about it. And yeah. Ford's kind of right. You're a bunch of yahoos. Guess what? What's the protest? This is just the way the world is now. Fucking figure it out.
Yep.
It's not that. Really, what is that bad? Really? Except for everyone losing their jobs except me. That sucks for you guys.
I can officially say I'm still not one of them, because I'm still technically employed by the company. I'm just not working there right now.
I'll buy you guys all a beer. Send me an email. I'll buy you a beer. That's true. That's a deal. You get a pen, a postcard, and a beer.
Oh, by the way, since we're pretty sure that this episode is actually going to air in its entirety.
I'm not sure of anything. A lot can happen between now and then.
That's true.
Fox has got to eat.
To the lovely young woman that wrote in to us from Niagara Falls.
Jessica.
What was her name again? Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. How you doing? If you could.
Jessica.
Send us another email with some contact information with an ad mailing address. We will send you out a little gift pack.
That is true. We will. We have
send that on out.
We have many gifts for you. And even more, we'll probably have like a cool fucking clip we can send you. Guess what you can't do is sign on to our app because that's still not up yet. We're running into some issues with content. Although I don't understand it because they're saying you have to make sure it's rated properly. And I look very closely. It is rated properly in like 144 countries. I don't see what the problem is. So I've appealed their decision to not publish it. And I'm going to hear back in a few days. Oh, and then we will have the Easy Eric and Gord app in the Google Play Store. Because everyone's like, where can I listen to your podcast? On our app. That's it is right. Coming one of these days. But yeah, Jessica, you can get a gift pack. I was just going to grab one, and then I can put together like a sound thing, like a, what do you call them? A ringtone. That's what I was going for. People still like the ringtones. We got Adrian DeBarros on the show next week. That is a ringtone maker if I've ever heard one. This dude is cool as shit. He's like Shawn Mendes wrapped in Justin Timberlake sprinkled with Jonas Brothers.
Is that a good thing?
I'm not sure. He's a sexy motherfucker. He's like sexy, like Prince sexy, though. Not like gay sexy. He's like, you sexy motherfucker. Like Prince. That's all. You guys will find out on Wednesday. And I just posted our last interview with him on Facebook for all y'all to hear. If you haven't heard it, it's a good one. I think. I don't remember, to be honest. It's probably good. I'm in it, so I like it. Okay, Gordon has one thing. Okay. What's your thing? That was your. That
was it. That was my thing.
Well, I don't have any things.
That was my thing. That was it.
That was a thing? How long have we been going?
World
here?
Death toll hit 200,000. There you go.
Yeah, big deal. What's the world death toll on fucking vehicle fatalities?
1.6 million, I think.
Probably. Today. Hang on one sec.
I hate it when he does this. I don't know. The world sucks. Everybody's gonna die. Wear a fucking helmet. I just don't fucking care.
So everybody, this was kind of a trial episode, and just to see if this Zoom thing would work out. Gord's really tired. He didn't want to stay too long, and I don't want to
force
him to
stay too long. Hang on. Hang on. How many people did I just say died in car crashes?
You said 1.6.
It's 1.35.
Whoa. You were
That's
way
pretty good
off.
For a guess.
Way to go, NASA, with your math.
So 3,700 people lose their lives every day on the roads in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, remember I told you it was, what was the number? Fucking 1,800 gets killed by other humans.
Yeah.
Nobody says anything about that. So, I don't know if you can see. Yeah, fuck you, COVID. There's our autographed postcard. Where am I going? I'm going the wrong way. It's pretty close.
No, not even remotely.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Oh, wait. Where's is that one mine? Oh.
That's yours right there. I got a couple.
I'll send you a picture of mine. You can use it. I don't care.
And then there's this one, too. No, at home, this doesn't work, but I can show you. You'll probably get one of these. There it is.
Oh, okay. You have such a nice signature.
No, mine's like a doctor's signature. It's just a line. It's like a squiggly, a bunch of squiggles. That's mine. That's a good thing to put on the internet, right? Your picture of your signature. Should I just hold up my credit card next to it and be like, here you go.
Well, if you don't use the three digits on the back, you should be fine.
That's a good idea. There's four digits on the back, and they're vote for Eric and Gord 2023. That's how I sign everything now. Vote Eric and Gord 2023. And then I sign my name. So if you guys want a postcard and a pen, Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina is full of them. Send it an email. GwynethPaltrowsVagina@gmail.com. I would like to try and get her on the show and see what she thinks of us. I'm sure she's a big, big fan.
Do we want her or just her vagina?
I'll take them both. They can both plead their case.
All we hear from the other way is just...
That's one or the other. At any time one's speaking, the other one's making that sound.
gross.
And still, I would rather hear that than your husband's band. So,
yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It was all yellow. Fuck. That was not a Super Bowl. Box has got to eat, man. We need some news, goddammit. I'm going to go make some news.
Yeah, I'm one step away from committing a crime just so that we can have some shit to talk about.
And a lot of stories out of Milton and Kelowna this weekend. Oh, an anonymous man stormed out of my room and punched somebody this weekend.
All we know, he was wearing a shirt that said, fuck Eric and Gord.
He was wearing a shirt that said, Eric and Gord, and a Walmart vest. Police don't know who he is.
I don't. He works for Home Hardware.
I do. I absolutely do. I work for Home Hardware on Springfield. I think that's where it is. I'm
sure it's not Shelbyville? I wasn't sure.
No, I'm pretty sure it's on Springfield. We have Springfield. We got Springfield School and Springfield Park and all kinds of whatever. I was going to say Pearson's Home Hardware. I'm like, no, fuck. That's the one in North Van. That's not here. I don't know. I don't know where I live.
I can't pay attention anymore. It's too fucking much.
This show is fiction. I don't live in Kelowna. You can't prove it.
I'm not real.
That I can testify to. Gord is a figment of my imagination. Wouldn't that be fucked if we convinced people of that? No, it's just me. I do two voices.
This is why we don't release the fucking video.
Yeah, right. They believe that. They think that about Hunter S. Thompson, right? That his attorney was imaginary? Because no one ever met Laszlo.
No.
There is speculation.
I thought that Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson were the same person.
They still totally convinced they are. 100%. Have you seen her since he died? Mm-hmm. No. You haven't. You know you haven't. And people are thinking right now, they're like, oh my fucking God, he's right.
She's still in mourning.
You haven't seen her since he died.
Oh, that's really funny.
They are one and the same.
Oh, it's so genius.
They were created in a lab by Tito.
Tito, give me a tissue, Tito. I am Michael and Janet Jackson. It is I, Michael and Janet Jackson. Right there. Have a moonwalk over your face, bitch.
That'd be fucked if she just like got a sex change and started moonwalking. Like she just tried to turn into him. I could see her doing that.
Oh my just God, like, that'd be fucked.
I'm really alive.
No, you're not him.
I am. Ask McCully.
Ask McCully. He still has sleepovers here.
I don't believe you.
Where's Vincent Price? He'll tell you.
He drags a fucking dead Vincent Price out of the closet. Yeah, that's him. You're just fucking weekended Bernie's it with fucking dead Vincent Price.
No, get out.
That's my...
Oh my God.
I should write that movie. It's like Weekend at Bernie's, but it's Janet Jackson playing with dead Vincent Price trying to convince people she's Michael. That's good. I will fucking put Harvey Weinstein back to work.
Just call it Janet and Vince.
Call it Janet resurrected. And Vince. Vince and Janet.
Janet resurrected.
What was his, this is it? What was Michael Jackson's big documentary just before he, like right after he died? This is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do something with that. That wasn't this it. This is really it. Whatever. We saw her boob once, and the world lost their fucking mind. And that was nowhere, anywhere near what fucking Shakira and what's her face did.
No, they were way better.
Like, could you imagine now if someone was like, oh, Timberlake tore her shirt and we saw a taped up boob? You'd be like, what? wake me up when it's news, bitch. Like, that's not even a, have you seen a Lady Gaga video? What are you crying about? Go back to fuck. I'm gonna cremate your grandma. God damn it. The world has changed.
It's a different place. There's no getting around it.
Like, it's so weird. I'll let you go in a minute, and we'll talk about this on another show, because Gord wanted this to be a short one, and I'm just dragging it out because I'm babbly. But the world has changed quite a bit.
We're gonna look different from every other episode.
we'll do one of those fucking like comparison things. We'll be like, it like 94 compared to 2020, like when Michael fucking who am I thinking of? Tyson goes to jail for raping his wife, and everyone's like, whatever, he's the champion. It's in the Buddha. Nowadays, Tyson would have not gotten the kind of treatment he did.
No, he wouldn't be getting out. He'd be dying with COVID right now in jail.
And yet in the 90s, Woody Allen buys a kid and marries her. It's totally fine. Nowadays, we frown on that a little.
Only a little. Because still nobody seems to give a shit.
Apparently. Fuck. You still got, what's his name? The dude who's hiding in France right now.
Fuck. Oh, Polanski?
Polanski. He's like, I don't see what he did wrong. Woody's a good man.
He's a good friend of mine. We like to deal with children together.
You're a fucked up dude. That's fucked. And yeah, what happened to, Jesus Christ, what happened to Epstein?
COVID died.
COVID happened. Yeah, he died, and so did the story.
Everything about it died.
It's just almost stopped. As if they planned it. Funny. So
that works.
Our last two episodes didn't work. You guys miss out on a tremendous amount of good stuff. I'm going to try to piece them all together. I'm also finally finishing up the interview I did with Gord off the air, where I just find out some secrets that we never knew about Gordon. That should be ready. Maybe I'll say by the end of next week. It's a good interview. A lot of editing to do.
I'm so scared of that.
It is amazing what you can do with Adobe Audition and way too much time.
Oh man, the things you're gonna have me admit to are gonna be terrible.
They're not terrible. They're not. You admit to having AIDS at one point, but.
Well, yeah, you only get that once.
It's true. Yeah, do. So stick around, guys. We got a lot of good stuff coming up, and we will figure out this whole recording thing. The only problem with me not having Skype is we can't do live. Unless we do like Facebook Live. I don't know if that would be better. We'll figure something out for you guys. We can do live. There's lots of ways to do live. I'm lying. But stick around. I will start getting back to social media and updating you guys on what's going on. I know I haven't done that for a while. The Barros has been bugging me for a week. I didn't even fucking notice.
So good.
That's not true. He sent me one text on like the 16th or something. He wasn't like, he's not just like, come on guys, let me be on your show. And I was like, nope. That's not what happened. So we'll figure out what's going on, and I will get on the social media, on the Twitter and the Instagram and the Snappy Chat and the whatever the fuck else I got. I don't know. I got a bunch. I'll get on them, and I'll tell you what's going on, and you guys can start listening and get stuff. We've got, what the fuck, stickers coming out soon-ish. I don't know.
I still have gold playing cards.
We have gold playing cards. We've got stickers coming, but not many because they're really expensive. We have the pen. Remember on SCTV when John Candy used to do that for 3D? You guys don't know what I'm talking about. Only Gord can see me.
That's right. Again, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I will put this video up somewhere. Maybe on Everest. So yeah, that's it. I don't know. I'll edit this and make it sound less babbly, but are we back tomorrow? I guess it doesn't matter right now, does it?
For you? No, it doesn't really matter at all. Probably. Whatever. Sure.
right on. We're going to do an awesome Sunday extravaganza. I'm going to show you some movie clips. I'm going to play some Gord clips. We're going to compare 1992 to 2020, or 90 to 20, I guess, is the fair one to do, right?
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
We'll do the decade, because that'll suck if we just compare 1990. We're like, oh, New Kids were out, and now someone other gay band. That's not going to be cool. So I'll put together something good for you guys for tomorrow night. And I guess we're going to zoom it up, unless I come up with something cool. And you guys can join me and Gord, probably, let's say a time. Do you know a time?
No.
We don't know a time.
But regular timeout is soon, sometime around...
Whatever. If you want to know, check in on Facebook. I'll tell you a time and you can call in. I put the phone number on Facebook. You guys can call in. We won't be live on the air probably, but you can still call if you want. So look on Facebook at the Instagram and the whatnot, and we'll tell you what time you can call. You can call. That's it. Thanks for listening. What can I say? The world sucks right now. We're all stuck with you guys, so there's nothing fucking good to talk about, but... we're trying to be as entertaining as possible. I hope it's working. I love every one of you. I want to sleep with half of you, and I'm going to try. So until that happens, take care of each other.
Whatever. Just drink bleach and inject it. Please just do it.
Trump said it, not me.
Trump said it on MSNBC and CNN.
Forrest Trump. See what I did there? Good night, everybody.
I did.
I don't have the fucking outro. I got nothing. The following there, the program you just heard is not. I don't remember what it fucking says.
Good attempt.
This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and should not be confused with real medical or professional advice. Eric and Gord are not liable for any financial costs you may have incurred by listening to this episode. No animals were harmed in the making of this episode. I don't know what he fucking says. Tune in next week. Same crap time, same crap channel.
Crappy channel.
Crap, man. I could keep going. I'm not going to. How do I stop this?
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.
Please be advised that this podcast is meant for educational and informational purposes only and is in no way a replacement for legal or medical advice. The opinions contained within are solely those of the interviewers and interviewees and should be received as so. Those seeking help or advice are encouraged to obtain professional legal and medical services.